Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
O'clock block here. Thanks to Xavier Worthy for joining us a little bit earlier for that event that he's putting on. Like to see the guys get out in the community and do some good stuff. Also, love me some vino. Love me some vino.
UncorkKC.com is where you can go and get the tickets to the event. December 15th, Intercontinental in the Plaza, 6:30. Xavier will be there. He'll have his own wine. He'll get to design his own label. It'll be raising money for the Worthy Ones Foundation. A lot of his teammates will be there as well. So get your tickets now at UncorkKC.com. Mac will be there as well. He's very excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Get ready for your news feed to be dumped with everybody saying, bring him back. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Colin Saunders has been released.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, bring him back for sure.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're going to see Yes Please, mm-hmm. Bring him back, former friend alert. Boy, this guy can help on the defensive line.
Wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one? So yeah,
I mean, I would bring him back.
I would. No, yeah, I mean, you need defensive line help.
Yeah, like he's.
You're a body at this point
yes,
in time.
100%. He knows the system.
I have no issue bringing him back.
100%.
No, I don't care who you are at this point in time. Play defensive line. We're hiring.
I think he's better than Mike Pinnell.
Yes, I don't disagree with that. I don't even know if Mike Pinnell played last week or two weeks ago.
Chris Jones didn't play last week, I don't think.
So we talked about on this game. When it comes to who has more pressure from the Kansas City Chiefs side, who's got the most pressure in this game?
It's Andy Reid. You're the head football coach. It is time to be the greatest head football coach of all time. Andy Reid, in my opinion, will have a lot of his legacy. I shouldn't say a lot. Some of his legacy determined over these next 7 regular season games, right? 8 regular season games. What are we at? 5-4, 9-8. So 8 more regular season games, half a season to go, roughly. Andy Reid, a lot will be determined by that. You know, it wasn't a great start to the season, but now can you flip that script and move this thing forward? And you got to get your guys to respond. This is the ultimate test for Andy Reid because we've never really been in this situation before. Yeah, 1-5 in 2015, 10 years ago, and they won 11 straight games. That was awesome. That wasn't a team that had expectations. That wasn't a team that was being chased. That wasn't a team that was the best in the NFL. This is a team that is the best in the NFL. Started slow, being chased, now has become the chaser. I'm interested to see how Andy Reid responds in this one because you are the head football coach. The most pressure should be on the head football coach going into what is the biggest game in a decade, roughly century, however long it's been, between the Chiefs and the Denver Broncos.
Dr. Mackenstein?
Yeah, I'd say if the question was about the whole rest of the season, I would also say Andy Reid because of some of the mistakes that have happened, been more uncharacteristic as it goes for his history and his acumen, what he's done in this league. But for this game specifically, I think the most pressure lies on Steve Spagnuolo because Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, the offense, they don't need to put up more than 20 points. Honestly, 24 is more than enough. The Broncos team leads.
You sound like Andy Reid now.
Yeah, I mean,
all right, we're good. 14.
Yeah, I mean, then be done because Spagnuolo should lock these guys up. This is a Broncos team that leads the league in punts. Bo Nix has not been below average. He's been bad this season. He's just been straight up not a good quarterback this year. And if we talk about keep losing teams losing, keep a bad player playing bad. Keep a bad offense bad. That's what this defense has the ability to do. And if they are a top 10 unit like we've talked about, and if they mean what they mean to this Chiefs team winning, then they'll show up.
How dare you guys put pressure on Andy and Spags? So I'll put pressure on Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Pinnell.
Show up.
Now, this is, how do I phrase this without sounding overly dramatic? This is a declaration game, I think, for Patrick Mahomes, because this is a time for, like, realistically, the first time in your career in the AFC West, as you're technically right now going into week 11, the third best team in your division, record-wise. You're not a playoff team. You're coming off one of the worst games you've played. And this is a game in which you've got to take your squad on the road, be the leader, go be that man, and you're going up against a damn good test in the best defense in football. They give up the 5th lowest points in football. The Chiefs give up the 3rd, right? That's what that is. The Chiefs have had a bye week. I get that Denver has not. So
mini bye.
Yeah, they'll have a bye next week. But this is a game that I want to see Patrick Mahomes kind of know, and I don't think that all pressure is negative. I just think that this is one of those games where it's like, hey, man, like people talk about you the way they talk about people that have the gold jacket that are in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. People talk about you being generational. People talk about you being, go be that guy. That's okay to have that pressure on that. He knows that he's got to be better. That Buffalo game was not a good showing. The feet were a little quick. Maybe use all your skill set in this game because of what you can produce. I mean, I think that if you go out there and you are him, capital H-I-M, then you can really dictate how this game is played. And, you know, you can have the best defense, but the best way to attack the best defense is having one of the best quarterbacks to ever set foot in the league. And I think there is some pressure there for that, but we know one thing that Mahomes can do, and he can handle that pressure. Not all pressure is bad. No. I think that there is bad pressure on Chris Jones because it can make him press more or make him think more and make him get outside of his lane. But this is a game where, like, I would love to see Mahomes going to Denver the same way when I was a kid and Elway would come to Kansas City and, oh, here's that Marty defense. And what did John Elway do? He played John Elway football and ripped your effing heart out and let you look at it while it was still beating. Patrick Mahomes needs to go do that same thing in Denver where it's, we're 8-2. We're the best team in the AFC West.
That's right.
Here comes the 5-4 Chiefs. Here's Patrick Mahomes going Kali Ma, ripping the heart out, shuck the day, and throw it on the floor and be like, damn it, that guy still exists because that guy showed up today. Even though they're 5-4, now they're 6-4, now they're in the playoffs, now there's a chance we might see that guy come back to Mile High or whatever the hell they call that. But that's where the pressure lays, and I think that's what Patrick Mahomes needs to be.
Be him. I like that. I think that's a great way to look at it, Dusty, and that's why I give you a round of applause on that, because be him. Be Patrick Mahomes, right?
And that's not hard to do.
It's not. It's not hard to do anymore. You've got the weapons. You've got the offensive line. You've got the head coach. You've got the play caller. Go out there and be that guy that we know you can be. And, you know, to me, it is going to come down more to the offense than it is to the defense, because they're playing a good defensive team, as we know. So you've got to find ways to score points, and you've got to find ways to, you know, get into the end zone. You got to settle for touchdowns, not field goals. And I mean settle. I don't mean settle. You got to get touchdowns, not field goals, you know, in this game. And so start playing to that level, because Kay Adams just tweeted out a minute ago. Maybe it's tape delayed to wherever she's doing her
about
show
her,
today.
What she looks for in a relationship?
No, that was 2 days ago.
I got tagged with that like crazy.
It says, Chiefs just became the favorite to go win the Super Bowl on FanDuel Sports. I'm like, but they have been. But this is another thing where everybody's now realizing the Chiefs, everybody's saying you're the best. Everybody thinks you should win the Super Bowl. Everybody believes you're the favorite to go and win, you know, the Super Bowl and all this kind of stuff. Now you just got to go out there and do it. And I just, you know, these type of games, man, when we're talking all week about a quarterback not being any good, they go out there and have the time of their lives. And so Patrick Mahomes has to be him on offense, but ultimately at the end of the day, Chris Jones needs to be him on defense as well. And it starts and finishes with those two guys.
Speaking of him, he will join us next because he is the host of that betting show.
Which one?
That one. Alex Gold and Golden Locks is back after a week off because he was in Atlantis. So Alex will talk about swimming with the Dolphins and picking the Dolphins maybe in an early slate game against Washington here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
Figure out how to make money off this. I didn't win any money last week because you didn't do our show last week because you were swimming with the Dolphins.
Yeah, noted Dolphin swimmer Alex Gold.
Jalen Waddle, Devon Achan.
Yeah, these Dolphins were a lot smarter than those Dolphins, I think, though. That's for sure. That's
not hard to do.
That's true. No, it was awesome, though, guys. It was. I told you off air. Like, and it's funny, I guess I didn't realize how smart Dolphins were. Like, that was the craziest thing.
Well, because you're used to the Miami ones.
Maybe,
right?
So. Yeah,
Tyreek and, you know, Tua.
If anybody ever has a chance to do it, I would say you absolutely, no matter, like, if you're able to swing it, you should do it. It's one of the coolest things I've done.
I was envious of it.
I always get nervous because they say the Dolphins will hump you sometimes.
That's what somebody told us before we went.
It's a true thing, text right?
They didn't when we were there, so. It was just weird.
Even a guy like you.
What was weird is the Dolphins.
There's some Dolphins out here in Shawnee Mission that are dying to swim.
Those
with
are
you.
Called cougars.
Different animal, Dusty. Yeah. Different animal. I will say.
Also smart.
What was weird is that. So my dog is named Zoe. Mm-hmm. The dolphin that we just happened to be with was also named Zoe. I was like, this is crazy.
Praise be, right?
That's
there.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Does his hair look better now or when he was with the Dolphins? Because it looks a lot the same.
It's got a lot of comments about that.
Yeah, Mac bit on the comments. He goes, it's weird that he did that and his hair didn't move.
But you're not swimming underwater.
You're still moving.
You're moving, but like.
But you did your hair to go swim with the dolphins.
I didn't shower that morning.
That was natural?
Well, because the night
just
before.
You woke up and pissed excellence.
That's right. I'm like, good God.
That was product that was in the hair from the day before.
Right.
Ew, so you didn't shower?
No, because I went to the beach during the day.
I'm just kidding.
Showered, went and had dinner, did that, then went to sleep, woke up and splashed some water in the hair, and then
That was it. And then after swimming with the Dolphins, then I went and took a shower again.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You can't have too many showers, especially at a resort when they're paying the water bill, man. Come on now.
Yeah. Shockingly, the shower, I was worried that the water pressure wasn't going to be good, Bob, you know, but it was
fine.
Oh,
no, you...
You know,
were you seriously?
I will tell you, Dust, you haven't been at Circa in Vegas.
No,
that's Bob. You can laugh all you want in Vegas, though. At Circa Resort,
water pressure,
the best shower you would have ever
had. No, serious. Dude, the best shower we ever had was in Omaha. That one that surprises with the ass splash. Remember that? We couldn't figure it out.
You were messing with that, not me.
I didn't mess with that.
He had the handicap shower.
No,
he's taking it.
To give backstory, we went to go see Cags in Omaha.
We did.
The shower was insane. First off, it was a sex shower. It was clear wall.
So it was the handicap wall.
And it had a lot of gadgets in there, Dusty, for
like
you.
They had like a removable head. Then they had like a
You were in a handicap room.
No, I wasn't. Listen to the damn story. There was a removable head.
There was
a middle bar that you could also pull out. And then there was like a little lower one that would get your feet.
You're not wrong. It was a boutique hotel in Omaha.
What hotel was it?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I just remember my car almost broke down right in front of it. And then all of a sudden we go in there and I turn the shower on. Whoever had on the last setting was just an ass blaster.
Oh,
and I walked in. I was like, whoa, hello. I was like, Alex, you ready to get out of here? Let's go, man.
Did you ever stay in a handicap room, though? I don't like that.
In Vegas once, it was the issue was, of course, obviously it's for easy accessibility. So it's flat, right? So the water just flows out. I actually got a different room because this is not going to work the whole trip.
Right. And you shouldn't be staying in a handicap room when you're not handicapped.
I don't know why they put us in there at that point in time. This was many years ago at the Tropicana, which has since been torn down. It's been torn down. It's where the A's are playing now. Maybe.
What are the odds on that?
Yeah. Seriously. I think it's finally going
to
happen.
Are there greater odds for the Royals to stay in Missouri or for the A's to actually go to Las Vegas?
Yeah, that's a great question.
So we'll get into the Chiefs Broncos game because I think we both like the under in this game.
Tonight,
Yeah, the Thursday night football games we want to get into. We know that it's going to be 30 to 29 degrees, a little breezy, a little snow maybe. Love me some snow games.
Yeah, the wind is always, so we've talked about this for years now. Like the wind is always the key. Like as much as it sounds terrible, if there's a downpour, if it's snowing, it is always the wind that'll impact like the number going down and really impact, of course, because you're talking about throwing the football or not. I do like the under Thursday night again. I'm not saying it'll be identical to last division Thursday's game. Terrible, but it is division Thursday night, short week. You're playing the Jets. Even if the Patriots dominate the Jets tonight and the Patriots are 12, depending on the book, 12.5, 13.5 point favorites, they could win 28-10 and you're still under, you know what I mean? So I could see this being a 24-10 type of game. The Jets, the only way they scored last week and their win really was what, kickoff returns, interception returns. It wasn't like Justin Fields was going out there and having a great offensive day. I mean, he barely can get over 80 yards passing when he's out there as a starting quarterback. So I do like the under tonight. It's probably going to be an ugly game. It's a crap one, I think, tonight, like last Thursday.
But I am getting excited for this one because I do like these divisional rival games, right? And for the first time, I get to see Drake May really play, right? Like, you've seen the highlights here or there. Yeah, I'm excited to kind of watch him. So
do you want, as a Chiefs fan, who do you want to win the AFC East? So I guess tonight, would you rather the Jets beat the Patriots? Would you rather the Bills win the East or the Patriots at this point?
The Bills, because you have a lost tiebreaker in the wild card with the Bills.
So you just wipe that out, not even worry about it. That's a fair point.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wasn't thinking about it from that perspective. I was just thinking, like, because I think if, like, Buffalo doesn't win the division, I don't know that they're going to make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, we've all, like, the crazy scenario is the Chiefs, Bills, and somehow, even though I think the Ravens have to win the division to probably get in, but could you imagine if it was Bills, Chiefs, and Ravens, all his wild card teams going to play Drake May, going to play Daniel Jones, going to play, who would have been the other seed? I guess Aaron Rodgers or whatever in this scenario. That would be crazy.
It would be nuts, absolutely.
And how comfortable do you feel playing those games in the playoffs?
Exactly. I'd feel great.
It'd be fine going on the road. I wouldn't care.
Yeah, so I guess you would look at common opponents, which New England would then have you with the win over Buffalo as well.
I think the Patriots, by the way, are going to win the AFC East.
I do, too.
I think that is happening.
Yeah. And I don't think Buffalo's making the playoffs at this point. Yeah,
I don't know if I'm there yet. I guess I should look. What are the odds on what you can get for betting what Bob just said? To miss the playoffs over at FanDuel Buffalo.
By the way,
about 8-1. I mean, if you really like 8-1 to say the Bills just flat out missed the playoffs, the Chiefs, for the record, 4-1 to not make the playoffs.
Parlay them, Ravens and Bills, to not make the playoffs and see what that number is.
All three missing it? Yeah, that'd be a huge number, right?
If I let you parlay, let me see real quick. Baltimore to not make the playoffs as well is +205. So all together, $10 bet would win
$1,300.
Oh my!
Let's be haters,
make
dude.
The playoffs.
Yeah. Well, in that scenario, Chiefs, Bills, and Ravens though
Let's
don't
be
make
haters,
it.
Dude.
I don't. I mean, you don't want the Chiefs to not.
No,
make
no
the
that's what I'm saying to be a hater. So if you look at New England's rest of their schedule: Jets, Bengals, Giants, bye week in week 14.
Such a late bye week for New England, but that could benefit them.
And then
too.
They come back and they play Bills at home, Ravens there, Jets there, and Dolphins home. That's the final four games of their schedule.
They have, I think, officially the easiest schedule in football this year. Like, honestly, like that before the year, everybody was looking at that, and then I think it's panned out that way.
So Jameis Winston's going to play quarterback. Did you see what his numbers are against the Green Bay Packers?
He's got a great track record.
3-0, Mike Kafka, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions, and a 123.8 QBR.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Look, Giants are winning the game.
I love them to cover. I don't know if they went outright, Bob, but it is one of my favorite bets is the Giants to cover the 7 points in this particular matchup. And look, Jameis is better than Russell Wilson. He at least gives you a chance. Yes, he's going to make some mistakes as well. But you know, even if you're down 2 touchdowns, he's very capable of getting a quick drive together and putting up points.
No doubt.
And then the Packers just have not been impressive. And it's not just based off what we just saw last week. They don't have a ton of offensive weapons. When Josh Jacobs is not going, that offense really, really struggles. And I think early in the year, we were talking about Jordan Love. At that point, felt like maybe an MVP type of player, the way he was playing. He's fallen way off. It doesn't help that Tucker Kraft is out of the picture now as well. And so
he's more of the LVP than the MVP at this point.
So I'm not impressed with the Packers currently as they've been playing. So I like the Giants to cover. I don't know if they went outright, but I like the call.
Do you have the numbers of what teams are the week after they fire the coach?
Yeah, let me. I do.
Because
they're going to rally around Kafka.
That's absolutely a factor.
And I want to know if that is perception or if that is reality. Because the perception is that when you fire the coach, the team rallies and wins the next week.
So the Giants, obviously, Brian Daboll fired on Monday. The last decade, here you go. So Daboll is the 24th coach to be fired or resign in season, the second this year. Those prior 23 teams went 10-13 as outright winners and 11-12 against the spread in their next game.
So the numbers aren't really where I thought they would be.
At home, they're 4-6 after firing a coach outright, and then 5-5, 500 against the spread.
See, this is one of those things in sports, though, where you say, oh, this happens all the time, and then you look at the stat number line, whatever you want to call it there, you're like, nah, it really doesn't happen all the time. And so that's why I'm asking, like, is it worthy, if you will, to put money on the Giants to win this thing? Because you've got a new head coach, an interim guy coaching for his potential future.
Sure.
He's not holding anything back. He didn't give a rip. And you got Jameis Winston now playing quarterback, who's not holding anything back. He didn't give a rip.
I think it's more, like, for me, it's more about how Green Bay has looked and then the fact that I think Jameis Winston is certainly an upgrade over Russell Wilson for what they've been.
You're an upgrade over Russell Wilson at this point.
So that's I'm not betting the Giants to cover because I think it's just about Mike Kafka interim head coach bump, but it's definitely like what you just, I mean, I think that what you said is the narrative that's out there. We've all done this, even college football,
where it's
like, oh, coach gets fired. Look out this week. You know, they're going to be re-energized and all that. And I'm sure there's some truth to that. There's probably a little bit of a sigh of relief in the locker room, if depending on everybody's feeling about Brian Daboll, I guess, and what the
but
team is feeling.
But there are some players who are pissed that he was fired too. So you have to wonder if that's going to backfire on some people, you know? So I think it's an interesting look and an interesting human dynamic, if you will. You remove the big bad wolf from the thing. Do things get better? Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. Yeah,
I think this Sunday is one of the best slates we've had of the entire season.
The noon slate's disgusting.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. One of the games, I don't think it's at noon, but one of the games I think we're all kind of keeping an eye on as well, even though it's an NFC game, Detroit and Philly. That's a massive matchup this
Sunday
weekend.
Night football.
Sunday night game. Detroit 2.5-point underdogs. I like them to cover and maybe win outright. Kind of similar story. Like the Eagles, they find ways to win. They're boring to watch, but they find ways to win. A.J. Brown's still not happy, as we all know. I like the Lions to cover. If you go into some of the deeper numbers in like the DVOA numbers for the Lions, they're better in offense, defense, and special teams than Philadelphia. So I'm getting a couple points for an offense in Philly that seems to really make the play when they need to, but they're not, I think, capable of pulling away from the Lions. So I'm going to be in the game the entire time, I think, if I'm Detroit. And so I'll take the team that's getting 2.5 points.
Do you think that Sirianni gets fired if they lose that game?
I do not.
No, okay, because they're always looking for ways to fire that guy in Philadelphia.
He's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing, saying that A.J. Brown is not a distraction. That's what you want from your head coach, right? Yeah. To be the leader of that whole situation. So if Bob is correct, he thinks the Giants are going to beat the Packers at home, and you take these three teams outright, this is sexy.
Let me hear it.
You think the Lions win. You take them money line. These are all money lines.
Okay.
So you take the Lions money line. You take Seahawks over Rams on the road.
Yeah, that's a hell of a matchup, too.
Yep. And then you take the Giants to win.
That's plus 2155.
Wow.
Yeah.
And probably all predicated on the Giants.
The big one is the Giants. They're 7-point dogs.
If you take the Giants.
The other ones are not that crazy to predict.
If you take the Giants out of it and just do the Lions and Seahawks, it's plus 450.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Because
the Giants take that to another level.
Because
it's a fun bet.
Obviously, you have the Chiefs in Denver, which we can get into that one here in a second. But like that's obviously the 3 o'clock banger here.
Mm-hmm.
But noon, you get Tampa Bay and Buffalo. That's a dynamite game. And then you get Seahawks-Rams at 3 o'clock. You get to watch a little bit of it before they kick off in Denver. But, I mean, holy smokes. Like, we're going to see highlights of Seattle and Rams the entire game we're watching Denver and Kansas City.
Yeah.
But that noon slate at Red Zone could be insane.
It's the best. I think now that we know more about these teams and we know the impact for divisional races and everything, I think it is the best Sunday slate. A lot of the bye weeks are done. There's still a few teams on byes. Mm-hmm. But all the... other than maybe the Patriots that you mentioned, Bob, all the quote-unquote good teams have had their buys already. So now we're going to get loaded slates, I think, the rest of the way for all the complaining about some of the recent primetime games and stuff.
And I think maybe they do that for a little bit, too, that midseason lull. Everybody has. You get the World Series going on. You know, other sports are starting up and that kind of stuff. I know the NFL doesn't take a backseat, but their way of taking a backseat is to give you Jags and Panthers or something like that because nobody cares about.
It starts off with a stinker, right? Washington and Miami and
Spain. Oh, and Berlin. Yeah.
It's in Spain. Madrid, I believe. And then you have Tampa, Buffalo at noon, Houston, Tennessee. That's not interesting. But Packers, Giants, because it's Winston, that's insane.
Uh-huh.
Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, we get the old man bowl again, right? Unless Burrow could somehow make it, which I'm sure Drew's talking to himself.
Burrow needs to get back. Joe Flacco's showing that anybody can do that in that system.
Well, I think as the days go by, Joe Burrow becomes a less valuable player for the Cincinnati Bengals, and they quite frankly should trade him this offseason and get draft picks and rebuild their defense. I mean, they're not losing because they don't have Joe Burrow. They're losing because their defense is utter ass.
Of course. Well, that, yes. Yeah. So obviously, I don't think they should trade him, but I in general, there is definitely some truth to what you're saying, which is that, like, as excited as, yes, Drew is that Joe Burrow's coming back, that's what we said. It's like, they're scoring 40 points. They need to score 50.
Yeah.
You know,
Joe Burrow's not playing defensive line.
No. More noon games that are awesome. Chargers at Jags. Obviously, a lot on the line here in Kansas City.
Yep.
Chicago at Minnesota. So it's Caleb Williams versus nine. I can't. It's like calling yourself the sports machine. And then you have Carolina at Atlanta. That's the last noon game there. And then 3 o'clock, dude. I mean, there's better games. You think Seattle and the Rams, Niners and Cardinals, Chiefs, Broncos, Ravens, Browns. But then Detroit, Philly, and then you get Monday night's a big one, man. You get Dallas and Vegas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but about this Chiefs game.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Over under.
Yeah, so...
You like the under or you like the over?
Yeah, so I like the under, and a lot of it is about Bo Nix, and you guys have probably seen this floating around throughout the week. I don't think this is like a hidden trend or anything, but basically, Bo Nix, he's 9-3 over his last 12 games to the under, so I should say that's confusing the way I said that, but
yes.
nine out of his last 12 games or whatever have been towards the under.
Gotcha.
And
he went 10-7 against the Raiders, he went 13-11 against the Jets.
Yeah, it's a longer trend than there's what we've seen right now. It's been over a year.
Yeah, and so also just against the spread this year. So, you know, last year, you know, he was 8-0 against the spread. He was one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback, in covering football games. This year, he's 2-5, which is actually the worst record of any quarterback. Now, if you're a Broncos fan, you don't care about that, but we're talking betting here. And so if you're thinking about unders in games, you're thinking about covering where the Chiefs are, of course, 3.5-point favorites, this is still more about the Chiefs, I think, than it is the Broncos in terms of the Chiefs being a favorite in this game. To me, all you have to do is look at the Super Bowl market. That's the answer. Like, if you're wondering, is this more about people not believing in Bo Nix and the Broncos or people believing in the Chiefs? It's all about the Chiefs still, despite being having a 5-4 record. Mm. They are co-favorites still, if not outright favorites for the Super Bowl. They are outright favorites for the AFC conference crown. Now, they are dogs compared to the Broncos to win the West, but that's just right now the math doesn't math until maybe Kansas City wins.
Right.
But this is all about Kansas City more than it is Bo Nix. But they... to me, in Denver, when you look at the way their offense is played, if they just wake up in the fourth quarter and that's it, that's not good enough against Kansas City. So I do, even with the half point, Dusty, I like Kansas City -3.5. I do like the under. I don't know what the latest number is on the under. I didn't check this morning to see where the total is for the game. But
and you like the Chiefs outright, obviously, to win it as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, 43.5. I like the under there. I do. I don't. The Broncos' offense hasn't impressed me all that much, and we all know defensively they're gonna be very, very good. I would be shocked if either team gets to 30.
I think the tricky thing here is betting props on the offensive side for the Chiefs. Now, no J.K. Dobbins, so I mean R.J. Hardy is going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I would assume if you're betting props on Denver's side, maybe look at Evan Engram. I think that might be a guy.
Well, the Chiefs struggle against tight ends, right? So I like the thought there. Yeah.
And then maybe on the Chiefs side, is this? Do you just continue to hammer Rashee Rice numbers, like 5.5 over on catches? It's probably now 6.5. You look at Tony Gonzalez. You look at Travis Kelce as well. Kareem Hunt, anytime touchdown type of move. Those seem to be like the locks that I've seen recently with Kelce yards, Rice receptions, and Kareem anytime.
So I'll give you a couple props, but my favorite like non-spread or total bet is actually a first quarter bet, because the Broncos defensively, even though the coin toss is going to play a huge role into this, they've allowed an opening drive score on six of their 10 games this season. So in the first quarter, if you think the Chiefs win the quarter or they score first, you can get that at even money. So yes, it's a very specific bet, and it requires the Chiefs probably losing the coin toss so that the Broncos choose to defer, because we know Kansas City is going to defer if they win the coin toss. But the Broncos, when you match up the Chiefs first 15 scripted, and for whatever reason, as great as their defense is, they still give up scores on the opening drive. Not always touchdowns, but they give up field goals or touchdowns. I like that as a potential bet. It's one of my favorite ones if you're looking a little off the board a bit, which is the Chiefs to win the first quarter at even money or have the first touchdown in this game.
Okay, you mentioned that, though. But, I mean, let's talk about reality for a second, okay? Look, the Chiefs get everybody's best effort, but we're also talking about an offense for Denver that hasn't been able to move the ball for the better part of this season. If they go and move the ball down the field in their first scripted 15, that's cause for concern, I think, for the Chiefs defense.
It is, but you guys know this. Like, that's what most teams have been able to do.
I know, saying is we got to stop doing that against, like, you got to play to your opponent, right? You're playing an opponent that can't score. Allowing them to march down the field like you've allowed every other team, I'm not in on that this week, you know?
Yeah, I guess as far as it being alarming, I guess to me it wouldn't be still that alarming, only because I get what you're saying, which is it's not a great offense there in Denver.
That's right.
But
they barely
score. We've seen for 3 years, I feel like, with Spags.
Me in college. What?
Right. I think for 3 years with Spags, we've seen that the opening drive opponents, for whatever reason, have success, and nobody has a better counterpunch typically.
Right.
I understand what happened in the Bills game, but in general, majority of the season,
there's exceptions to everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nobody has a better counterpunch than Steve Spagnuolo in terms of in-game adjustments. So I totally get what you're saying, though. But to me, that bet is predicated on, in a weird way, you want the Chiefs to lose the coin toss so they get the ball first. In this bet.
Yeah.
I'm not saying if you're just talking about to win the game. No, I would rather the Chiefs get the ball to start the second half for obvious reasons.
What do you and Bingley have coming up on the show?
Yeah, so we'll talk a little bit about kind of the fact that the Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites, but also Isaiah Pacheco, the latest with him, and one way some of the contenders are operating, which is under center. I don't know if you guys saw this floating around. I thought it was interesting. There's five teams that go under center more than anybody else, and then there's the bottom five.
Saw that.
The Chiefs are in the bottom five. Mm-hmm. All the top five will be considered to be Super Bowl contenders. So is that a coincidence? I don't think it is. So it goes back to what the Chiefs have not been able to do at times near their goal line when they're in shotgun. So we'll get into that a bit. And then Bink called Cody soft, so we'll dive into that a little bit more.
Well, I mean,
why does he always do this? So, by the way, do you have any Nick Kurtz autos?
I don't, man. I wish.
I just saw this. His rookie auto red refractor to five. This is one of the five. Auto to 9, Jim Mint 10, $31,100.
Yeah, I wish.
Rookie of the year.
I wish
did
I just had
the
some
dual
of the
Cy Young card that you can try to get.
Yes. The Tops Now just came out with the Paul Skeens.
And Skeens, man. Jeez. 101 auto. Whoever gets that, that's $50K in your bank account immediately.
It's crazy.
If not more.
Yeah, no, it's
great. As soon as you get it.
No, I honestly, somebody sent me, they pulled a pretty nice Nick Kurtz card as well, and it's one of those where I think you have to sell now. I mean, he's coming off a rookie of the year season. I'm not saying he's going to have a bad career, but the chances of him turning into an MVP player is still pretty slim.
Sell.
Yeah.
No doubt. Well, thanks, we appreciate guys. The time, man. That's Alex Cole from Golden Locks coming up next. On the other side, we'll go out to Denver. We'll talk to Zach Bai, host of The Drive on 104.3 The Fan in Denver. Up on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
All right, let's take our talents to Denver as we're now joined by Zach Bai here out of 104.3 The Fan. You as nervous as we are in Kansas City for this one? Or you guys calm, cool, collected, 8-2 Denver Broncos?
You want to know what? I wouldn't say nervous is the right word. Like, in my opinion, and thank you guys for having me on. In my opinion, the Broncos are still in some ways ahead of schedule, if you will. I mean, this is a team that had a win total of 9.5 in August, and here they are at 8-2, riding the NFL's longest win streak for the Broncos in a decade since the Super Bowl 50 season. And the way that it's come has been, it feels like there's a bit of pixie dust that's been sprinkled on the Broncos. So it feels like in some ways, like borrowed time is not the right phraseology, but some version of that, they've just caught green light after green light after green light. And we've all been on that trek home or into work where everything just kind of goes your way. And you're like, wait, how am I here? You know, 6 minutes, you know, sooner than I normally am. That's kind of how I feel about the Denver Broncos. So it's going to be an incredible task against Kansas City, who obviously has been playing better football here in this last month. But I don't think there's as much nerves here in Denver, at least for me personally, as you would think.
I'm going to be kind of flippant with you on this one, Zach. Bo Nix, your thoughts?
Well, Bo...
Just for clear, I'm a Bo Nix fan. I liked him coming out of college. I was very impressed with him last year. This year, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're obeying your eyes, right? I mean, so like when you obey your eyes a year ago and the kid has the second best statistical season for a rookie quarterback this side of Justin Herbert that we have ever seen. Yeah, I mean, if you were not impressed with Bo Nix a year ago, then you were gripping your agenda going into the draft and your thoughts of Bo Nix. Bo Nix was great last year. I mean, seriously, guys, Bo Nix threw more touchdowns in his rookie year than John Elway threw in any season of his Hall of Fame career. Think about that for a second. I mean, the kid was absolutely dynamic. He attempted the 6 most passes in the league last year as a rookie and was efficient and was effective. I mean, he's a very good athlete. He was accurate with the ball. This year, he has really come back down to earth. And to point to one thing statistically or to one singular dynamic hasn't really worked. And here's what I mean. Like, Sean Payton has dialed up plays where players are running wide open, okay? And Bo Nix has missed them. And I'm talking about, like, wide open in the Big 12, and Bo Nix has missed them, okay? Then there's other sequences where Sean Payton's play calling, for as excellent as his resume and reputation is in that department, it's been absolutely head-scratching. Guys, Sean Payton uses more personnel groupings than anyone in the history of football. Much like a hockey team does line changes in and out, that's the Broncos offense play-by-play. Watch it this weekend. There's guys running in and out or on and off the field every single play, to the point where last week Bo Nix was actually caught by the Nat sound mics, the natural sound mics that are meant to pick up, you know, the sound of grunts and hits and stuff like that. He was caught saying, "Enough with the effing personnel groupings." Okay. And to the point where the announcers are like, "Can you hear some of the frustration there down on the field?" I mean, it was like it's been mind numbing. Where you've had, like, I work with like Brandon Stokely here at the Fan in Denver, who was a wide receiver in the NFL for 15 years, and he's like, I don't know how these guys do it. Like, these guys, like, you can never catch a rhythm. It's always about, okay, what's the defense in? Now we're going to react and get this to take advantage of their look. Sean Payton has just needed to simplify things. So you have this dynamic where Bo, where it's schemed up for him, has been, let's just say, fallen short. Then you have a play caller who has gotten in his own way repeatedly. And then when both of those two things are actually on the same page, the Denver Broncos have the third highest drop rate in the NFL. So this right now is a can't get right offense. And by the way, you can't just look at the numbers to tell the story. You actually have to be watching the games themselves. Because if you look at the numbers, you'll say, wait a second, Bo Nix has 18 touchdown passes. That ranks 5th or 6th in the NFL. He has single digit interceptions. He doesn't take sacks. This is still an effective quarterback. But when you actually watch the games, It's pull your hair out stuff. Guys, think about this. Think about this. And your audience, think about this. The Denver Broncos are 8-2, and have the best record in the NFL, but lead the NFL in three and outs and punts.
Mm-hmm.
Make that make sense.
Call it a hell of a defense.
I mean, my God.
Yeah. This is, guys, have you ever been in the mall or the airport and you see this chick who is like a 9 out of 10 and she's with some like pimple-faced dude and you're like, and he's fat and, and you're like, wait, how are these two together? Like, we're like the whole field of guys just afraid to holler at this girl and she just said yes to this guy because he was had the courage enough to go up and talk to her and ask her on a date. Yeah. That's how the Broncos defense and offense look. It's like, how are you two on the same team? Because the Broncos defense is flat out elite. And you guys will see that firsthand this weekend. But the offense, I mean, if you were to go with that couple analogy, the Broncos defense works two different shifts, come home, clean the couch, and the offense is just laying on the couch, eating Cheetos. It's been a lopsided dynamic here in the Mile High.
Like my house arrest roommate from back in the day.
Mm, yeah. Maybe that guy at the airport's got himself a hog like that defense has in Denver. Last one for you here, Zach, as we talked to Zach Bye from 104.3 The Fan. How about what's more of a miss for Denver, Patrick Surtain or J.K. Dobbins against the Chiefs?
It's hysterical you asked me that because I asked that the other day and it pissed all my audience off.
Why?
Because well, you just take a step back and look at the dynamic on paper, okay? You have the defensive player of the year, the best player at his position in the entire sport. He's on a flat-out Hall of Fame track, okay? He's on a $100-plus million contract. The other guy, any team in the entire NFL could have had, okay? This guy was on the street. This guy was signed right before training camp. J.K. Dobbins is on a couch cushion money type of contract, $2.5 million. No one saw this coming. No one. I mean, the rest of the field, in terms of the NFL marketplace, spoke to how they felt about J.K. Dobbins with the inactivity and simple availability and the week before training camp started. So it's wild to me that this player has overachieved to such a degree that you are asking me and I am asking my audience, who would you rather have? The guy on a $2.5 million deal that anyone could have? Or the defensive player of the year on a $100-plus million contract. It's just funny, the dynamic of it. But the merit of the question is real.
Yeah.
It's valid. And I actually came to the conclusion where I actually did, upset some of my audience because they're so loyal to Pat Surtain. I said, I'd rather have J.K. Dobbins. And here's why. The Denver Broncos offense is good at one thing, but only that one thing with one guy. And it's J.K. They drafted R.J. Harvey 60th overall, but on a down-to-down basis, guys, he does not look the part. They planned on this being a two-headed, snake, two-headed monster. It hasn't been that. Harvey's carries have been reduced. J.K.'s have been increased. J.K. is the fifth leading rusher in the entire sport. And here's the kicker, guys. Sean Payton almost selectively, and I'm gonna color outside the lines here a little bit. There are some game days where it feels like Sean Payton is almost hating on J.K. Dobbins. We've seen J.K. Dobbins get this football team down near the red zone, and then Sean Payton will put in R.J. Harvey to score the touchdown. Go look at the numbers in the last month. R.J. Harvey has had these 1 and 2 yard touchdowns schemed up for him, and J.K. will be on the sidelines like, really? And we've seen it. R.J. Harvey is his favorite toy. J.K. Dobbins was, a late addition from the general manager that has been just such a pleasant surprise. Well, now you're taking that away. What does this offense look like when they're one of the worst offenses, period, in the entire NFL, and you're removing their number one weapon? So a long-winded answer of saying, I would actually rather have J.K. Dobbins on the field this Sunday than Pat Surtain. And it feels almost like weird saying it as it's coming out of my mouth, but
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's true.
Well, we appreciate it, Zach. That's Zach Bye, host of The Drive with Philip Lindsay on 104.3 The Fan in Denver. We appreciate it. Get ready for a slobber knocker on Sunday, man.
All right. Cheers, guys. Thanks.
There you go. He did a nice thing.
It's a lot there. That J.K. Dobbins, man.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. I can guarantee you that. Coming up, it's Alex, it's Bink, and it's Drew. But we remind you, go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. We'll talk to you tomorrow for a Red Friday, the first one in 2 weeks. I know that I'm hard.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They gon' find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.